There is a power for good in the universe, and you can use it.
Today we bring you the first in a series of new radio programs featuring Dr. Ernest Holmes, noted author and spiritual leader in
This Thing Called Life.
This Thing Called Life. What is it? Why are we here? What is the true meaning and purpose of your life? The next half hour will be devoted to some positive answers to these age-old questions. Answers that can help bring purpose and achievement to everything you do. Now it is my pleasure to present Dr. Ernest Holmes.
When we learn our real relationship to this thing called life, we shall lose all feeling of doubt and insecurity. And in their place, we shall have faith and love. We shall learn how to live successfully. Now there is a key to this great change that can take place in us, a key that is available to all of us. This key is available to you right now. And later I shall tell what kind of a key it is and how you may turn it in the lock of your experience. Now we are going to talk about how we can get the most out of our lives just for today. For we all really do wish to get the most out of life. Everyone wants to live successfully. We want people to like us. We want to feel at home in the universe. Beyond everything else, we want a sense of security in a power greater than we are. A few days ago, I read a poem by Don Blanding in which he speaks of the quiet faith within a seed. The quiet faith within a seed. What a great big thought that is. No mad rush against time. Just the quiet assurance of its own nature. The quiet faith within a seed. The divine alchemy of its own being, producing verdant beauty out of life itself, as though it had complete faith in its own being, in the soil in which it is rooted, in the sun and the rain and the air, into which it lifts its head, drawing back the very power to live. Now, there can be no real efficiency without faith, for faith is an invisible generator, draws energy out of life itself and puts it into every act, the quiet faith within a seed, achieving its beauty without competition. For you know the seed of the tumbleweed has no concern with the seed of the giant sequoia, nor does a lake in the high Sierras worry over the depths of the Pacific Ocean, and the mole is not envious of the mountain lion. We do not compete until we begin to compare. Nature neither competes nor compares, for God has no adversaries. Faith knows no fear, and hope is not concerned with despair. The great affirmations of life are unconquerable. There is a real and a happy efficiency, but it cannot come without faith. There is no right viewing of the universe without seeing God in everything, for God is everywhere, because God is life. God is all there isn't anything else. He is the sun, the moon, the stars, the universe, and the flicker of your eyelash at this very moment. And he has given us the power to create. He has given us imagination. And imagination is the greatest thing in life. You all remember a popular song of a few days ago or years ago. The lyric ran something like this. Accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. These words suggest the secret of getting the most out of life, and this was the advice of Jesus. He told us to center our attention on the good, the true, the beautiful. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. Observe nature, he said. Learn from nature. See with what simple faith it trusts in God, and how easily it fulfills its destiny. So many of us suffer from tension and weariness. And what is the cause of this, and how shall we get rid of it? Fatigue and weariness, where there is no real physical reason, can generally be traced to a lack of enthusiasm. Such a person cannot get the most out of life. The emotional strain of his negative attitudes wear him out. What he really needs is a spiritual tonic, something that will refresh him as he draws in a power greater than he is. This power is like life itself. It is in and around and through us. This power is our Father in heaven. The power and the glory of life itself, the power of the Spirit of God. This is the source of all energy and of all strength. We know what happens to an automobile when the battery goes dead and the lights dim and the motor no longer turns over. So we recharge the battery. But with what energy do we recharge the battery? Where did it come from? Who made it? Where do we go to get it? What is it anyway? The first thing we learn about this or any other energy is that all energy in the universe is birthless and deathless and changeless. Everything is filled with it. But someone may ask, we got the energy out of a waterfall, didn't we, or a windmill, or coal, or oil, or wood? Even so, we got it out, but we did not put it in those things. We take it out. God has already stored it there. A waterfall is really one of the best examples, for we set up a generator beside a waterfall and draw out a natural energy, an energy that is eternally replacing itself, descending, as it were, from the very mountaintops of life. Now there is another kind of energy in the universe. This thing called life. A power all around us in which we live and move and have our being. A power for good, which is available to everyone. We too must learn to trust this power, to have faith in life, in that power which can do anything. The one who does not believe in God is still asleep to the greater possibility. The one who learns to have faith in the power around him ventures forth on the most promising experience of his life. For whatever wrong there is with us, and not with God. Yes, there is another kind of a waterfall, another kind of coal and wood and oil, in which cosmic energy is stored. This is life itself. Faith taps this spiritual energy, and brings it down to us to use for everyday purposes. When Jesus said, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, for they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. He was really telling us to consider our own natures. For just as the lily of the field is rooted in the creative soil of the earth and lifts its face to the Son of Heaven, so we are rooted in the creative mind of God and may lift our faces to the inspiration of the Most High. The parallel, you see, is perfect. For all nature is one and God and man are one and the law of good, which lies all about us, is available now. It is no respecter of persons, but gives of itself to everyone. 'Tis bubbles we earn with a whole soul's tasking. 'Tis heaven alone that is given away. 'Tis only God may be had for the asking. We are constituted this way, and we do not feel complete, and we cannot accomplish and feel complete and create unless we have faith in life. Life is willed it this way. Nor you, nor I, nor all the art and wit of man and change one bit of it. All nature cries out, Create or die. Believe or perish. Something is wrong. When in the midst of all the power and presence there is, we lack the enthusiasm to live, we may be certain that whatever is wrong is not with God, not with this thing called life, but with our attitude toward life. Now, we are going to remove those blocks that block our faith. We're going to do it through a conscious, silent partnership with that power greater than we are, that power which is life itself. It is God. This power is right where we are. It is forever available. Like the breath we breathe, it flows through us now. There is a spirit within us which, through faith, bears witness to life, to that power greater than we are. All the power, all the presence, all the possibility of our whole lives lies in our own divine nature and in our conscious cooperation with it. For there is a power flowing around us right now that is able to do anything we need to have done. The rhythm of it is at the center of our own being. It is love. It is life. It is power. Like patients coming to the great physician for a physical healing, so we come to the spirit. For what we really need is God, and still more of God. We need more of God in our hearts and in our homes. As I mentioned earlier, there is a key to right living, a golden key to happiness and success. That key is prayer. Prayer is our line of communion with God. Through prayer, we learn to clear our minds of negative thoughts. This we must do if we would become aware of the presence of God within and around us. Let us then take this thought as our prayer for today. I give all that I am and have, and I receive all that life has to give. Let us join in affirming God's bounty here and now. Let us shut out every other thought, everything that would distract the mind, the doorbell, the telephone. Let us listen confidently, peacefully, and quietly. For we know that God is everywhere present, that the power of the divine life is available. We feel its beauty, its peace, and its joy around and within us. We inbreathe its presence. Therefore, we say in quiet simplicity and with deep and complete conviction that all the power there is, and all the presence there is, and all the life there is God, love, the living Spirit Almighty. This power is right where we are. We now affirm that we are guided by divine intelligence, that the Spirit within us, being one with God, knows what to do at all times, and that we are impelled to do that which is intelligent and constructive, because something within us not only tells us what to do, it causes us to do it. The Spirit goes before us and prepares the way, making it perfect, plain, straight, and happy. We feel that the very breath of God is our breath, pulsating in every atom of our physical being, circulating through it in the harmony of its own perfect peace, in its own complete wholeness. All sense of fear, all doubt and uncertainty are removed from us, and we have complete confidence in life, complete trust in a power greater than we are, a faith in its givingness, in its love, and in its immediate presence. Therefore, we know that we can sleep in peace and wake in joy and live in a consciousness of God. It is our desire that everything we touch shall be blessed, that everyone we think about shall be helped, that every situation in which we find ourselves shall be lightened by our consciousness of that divine presence which forever blesses all and harms no one.